You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Mudford. Let's try that again. 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Massachusetts. Tufts Freeform Radio. It is 10 seconds before 11 o'clock. You are about to hear the show known as Radio Zeke. That makes me Zeke Duckworthy. Let's hit a PSA right here.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Yeah, don't do that. Just find somebody else to drag you around. Don't do drunk driving on motorcycles in particular, cars, bicycles, goats, goat carts, dog carts, lawnmowers. People will pull you over. I'm Zeke Duckworthy. I won't pull you over, but in some cases I might support law enforcement unilaterally. And whatever Co Wetzel says about people pulling people over for drunk driving, I think he's making a mistake. Just don't do that. Too many people get squished. Bad way to go. All right, so there's all sorts of stuff going on in the world today. So let's just dive right in to celebrate. Thank you. Bob Marley there. Studio version of Catch a Fire. Let's see if you can detect a trend here. That's not the rap version. It's the Dead Kennedys' California Uberalles. Let's continue this theme.
And I bring you...
Earned, but all of it's gone to burn. And you're mad, you're tired, you're mad, you're
Crazy World of Arthur Brown, of course. And I remember when that one came out. Now, once in a while you see pretty good comments on videos and audios and stuff on YouTube and Spotify. Somebody's got something posted on this one. I am the God of Hellfire and I bring you... Wait, wait, don't tell me. I got this one. That's right, bro. All right, what do we got here? Well, since we're kind of doing this whole world falling down thing, how's about this little guy?
When I get to the bottom, I go back to the top of the slide.
Yeah.
Yes, you do. You know, I don't confess to following why that song inspired the Mansons. All right, we got a few things, you know, world collapsing in fire. In case you haven't been paying attention to the news, which is a good thing because mostly it's fake news, but they seem to have a little problem with hellfire in Los Angeles this morning. Place is burning down. So we had a few songs on that theme. Last one, of course, is indirectly on that theme, Helter Skelter. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Zeke Duckworthy. You're listening to Radio Zeke. And let's do another one. This one's Iggy Pop, Lust for Life. Bring it, Iggy. Lust for Life, live version. All right, what do we got here? We could do something totally different. Let's do something totally different. All right, now this references something that happened exactly 100... indirectly references something that happened exactly 100 years ago today. If you are listening to us in Boston and you are a student of history, you might know about the Halifax explosion, which happened up in Nova Scotia. When an ammunition ship was hit in the ship channel between Dartmouth and Halifax, and about 10 minutes after fire broke out, and it caused about 1,200 tons of TNT and benzene and other high explosives to go off, destroying most of the town of Halifax. Boston was one of the closest places that was able to offer aid. Up until Hiroshima, the Halifax explosion was the largest man-made, human-made explosion of all time. And it was roughly, in terms of loss of life, equivalent to 9/11. Right away, something like 2,100 people died and another couple hundred that they never found. And it's a pretty big deal. So that happened exactly 100 years ago today. Every year, Halifax, Nova Scotia sends a Christmas tree to the city of Boston, thanking them for what they were able to do. Now, this song isn't about that, but it's about another disaster that took place, because there isn't a song that I could find about the Halifax explosion, but I was able to find this one, which is about a mining disaster up there. It's kind of vaguely familiar. If you're a folky, you'll recognize this.
In the town of Spring Hill, Nova Scotia, down in the heart of the Cumberland mine, there's blood on the coal and the miners lie. In the roads that never saw sun or sky, roads that never saw sun or sky. Down at the coal face, the miners working, rattle of the belt and the cutter's blade.
Listen.
Yeah, that phrase, roads that never saw sun nor sky. That's folk music at its most archival best, in the sense of archiving history. I like that song. Always did. Peter, Paul, and Mary doing a song written originally by Peggy Seeger, who is not related to Pete Seeger, called Spring Hill Mining Disaster. Let's see what else we got here. It's 28 minutes past 11 o'clock. You're listening to Radio Zeke. Zeke Duckworthy is me. The station is 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Hello to all the listeners where you may be, California, Taiwan, Kiel, Germany. Actually, I think somebody's listening in Bad Kittingen, Germany also. Cape Town, various parts of the United States, Nashville, Austin, Lubbock, New York City. Let's listen to a little bit of Nirvana. We'll be right back.
this is a true story. This is taken out of the newspapers. Nothing but the words have been changed. Took from him as they rode him in custody down to the station and booked Williams and Singer for first degree murder. And you who philosophize disgrace and criticize all fears, take the rag away from your feet. Now ain't the time for your tears. William Sunsinger, who at 24 years owns a tobacco farm of 600 acres with rich, wealthy parents who provide and protect him and high office relations in the politics of Maryland, reacted to his deed with a shrug of his shoulders and swear words and sneering, and his tongue it was snarling, and in a matter of minutes on bail was out walking. And you who philosophize disgrace and criticize all fears, take the rag away from your feet. Now ain't the time for your tears. Of the kitchen. She was 51 years old and gave birth to 10 children who cleaned up the dishes and hauled out the garbage and never sat once at the head of the table, who didn't even speak to the people at the table, who just cleaned up all the food from the table and emptied the ashtrays on a whole other level. Got killed by a blow, lay slain by a cane that sailed through the air and came down through the room. Doomed and determined to destroy all the gentle, and she never done nothing to Williams and Singer. And you who philosophize disgrace and criticize all fears, take the rag away from your face. Now ain't the time for your tears. Honor, the judge pounded his gavel to show that all's equal and that the courts are on the level, and that the strings in the books aren't pulled and persuaded, and that even the nobles get properly handled once that the cops have chased after and caught them, and that the ladder of law has no top and no bottom. Stared at the person
who killed for no reason, who just happened to be feeling that way without warning. And he spoke through his cloak, most deep and distinguished, and handed out strongly for penalty and repentance. William Zanzinger with a 6-month sentence. And you who philosophize disgrace and criticize all fears, bury the rag moss deep in your face. Now's the time for your tears.
The former Elston Gunn, so self-styled. Bob Dylan doing The Lonesome Death of Hattie Carroll. Before that, we had Nirvana, Heart-Shaped Box. And now we will have some Townes Van Zandt with another story song.
Where the name she gave was Caroline.
Thanks, y'all.
The daughter of a miner, and her ways were free, and it seemed to me as sunshine walked beside her. Well, she come from Spencer, across the hill. She said her pa had sent her, 'cause the coal was low and soon the snow would turn the skies to winter. Well, she said she'd come to look for work. She was not seeking favors for a dime a day and a place to stay, but she turned those hands to labor. But the times were hard, Lord, and the jobs were few. All through Tecumseh Valley, but she asked around, and a job she found, tending bar for Gypsy Sally. Well, she saved enough to get back home when spring replaced the winter, but her dreams were denied. Her pa had died. All the word come down from Spencer. Well, she turned to whoring out on the streets, with all the lust inside her, and it was many a man returned again to lay himself beside her. Well, they found her down beneath the stairs that led to Gypsy Sally's, and in her hand when she died was a note that cried, fare thee well, Tecumseh Valley. where the name she gave was Caroline, the daughter of a miner, where the ways were free, it seemed to me. The sunshine walked beside her.
Towns Van Zandt live there, Tecumseh Valley. A bunch of people have done that song, but very few of them have done it as good. And none of them have done it having written it, which makes a little bit of a difference, to me anyway. Yeah, a couple story songs there. Hattie Carroll, Tecumseh Valley. Here's another one. This band is originally from Tahlequah, Oklahoma. They play all over Southwest Texas, you know, Oklahoma area. Turnpike Troubadours have got a new record out called Long Way From Your Heart. This is from a previous record. I'm going to play two by them because it's a story. There are some characters who appear from song to song. I think these guys are real good. This is called Good Lord, Lori.
Lori lit a cigarette and smiled and waved the smoke out of her face. Well, her black hair brown from the summer sun, green eyes looked around the place. And she told me that she loved me, and I grinned and grabbed her hand and said, I know. Let's get from here now, darling. If we're going, let's go on and go. But your daddy don't think I'm fit to sit in the same room with you. And if I ever set foot in Sevier County, well, your brother said he'd break my jaw. But here I stand with the dark-haired daughter of Southwest Arkansas. And I've been learning that the leaving and the barely breaking even, it's just a part of life for you and me. Got down in my bones, I guess it's just another phase of being free. And I've been learning how to lose a thing I never laid a hand on all along. Well, good Lord, Lori, I love you, could it go more wrong? Well, good Lord, Lori, I love you, could it go more wrong? Queen's dry, so I bought us both a bottle in downtown Broken Bow. Lori's got a buddy with a double wide trailer, they were shaking dominoes. And I had good intentions, till I had too many, I was stupid, I suppose. You better put a little money where your mouth is, boy, try to keep it closed. And I've been learning that leaving and the barely breaking even, it's just a part of life for you and me. And I've been living with loneliness, it's got down in my bones. You ain't half of who I thought you was, and this ain't fun no more. And oh, it's cuckling through drunk and dark and dimming doorway light. Well, I've had all I can handle. Hope you're happy now. Good night. Guess the folks were right.
You got the Turnpike Troubadours right there. Good Lord, Lori. That's off Goodbye Normal Street. Now, the good news here is, now it sounds like things went all wrong with him and Lori. But on the new record, we got a song tying us back to the little conflagration theme of earlier in the show. New record's called A Long Way From Your Heart, and they got one called The House Fire, and Lori reappears, so maybe they got back together. Here we go.
I remember smelling smoke. I woke up, I was choking. Lori grabbed the baby and we made it safe outside. She never missed a note. Took a breath and cleared her throat and wrapped him in a Carhartt coat. She found out, am I right? Next thing I remember, I was barefoot in December. When I hit the door again, it really came alive. That was all she wrote in a 30-second note. I can make more out of less. I can get my rest in any bed that I lay down in. Got nothing holding me. Got a couple memories. A picture of the three of us in my grandfather's brown.
truly excellent Turnpike Troubadours. Two songs about Lori, story songs. Get a chance to see them. I strongly recommend that. I don't think they've ever played up here. So you might have to go down to like Kane's Ballroom in Tulsa. And I strongly recommend that too. What do we got here? How's about something by a local artist who's a friend of mine, Allison Callery. And let's see if I can cue this baby up. This is off of a limited release record. It's called Snow Fox. And Callery there, Snow Fox. She's from Bristol, Rhode Island, and she does play up here, and you should go see her. All right, it's 3 minutes before noon. You have been listening to Radio Zeke, me, Zeke Duckworthy, station 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And I'm going to close out with another one, which talks a little bit about stuff on fire. It's off his new record, Silver Tears, Aaron Lee Tashin, another person who you can occasionally see.